Almost ready to restart for the fourth time this new account on my Hive team to document my story. I am expecting issues to arise that should not. I am being most professional. This after being improperly managed on my Hive team by your staff to the details which I must include regarding hate and being a targeted individual of gangs talking. I have had my account suspended 3 separate times for no good apparent reason, but to cover up details to what has actually happened to me. There is no human interaction oversight to the suspension that I have received. This is plain wrong of you all. I have the history of support at myhiveteam.com to carry forward a different direction than account suspension. I sit here with my YouTube channel populated by videos. My live life journal with the internet domain name of http://fuckeduphuman.net, web myspace container location of the at growupnetwork-usenpatopop/reconciliation-binding, considered temporary affixed to named identities-your response of responsibility is expected-silence is not accepted-quote the truth hurts but silence kills-Mark Twain plus trim power me to press my story forward for all to read. http://fuckeduphuman.net, web myspace container location of the at growupnetwork-usenpatopop/reconciliation-binding, considered temporary affixed to named identities-your response of responsibility is expected-silence is not accepted-quote the truth hurts but silence kills-Mark Twain plus redirects to a change.org petition on replacing at dermermean HIV, director at the Center for Disease and Prevention. He is involved in a hate conspiracy, and so too are you if my account is suspended one more time for writing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Would you please reply so that I have a particular person that can manage to get their head out of their asses and become decent people once more? https://www.bo.com/o-to-get-your-head-out-of-your-ass/. How to get your head out of your ass and be a decent person. By Nicole Weaver, September 7th, 2015. How to get your head out of your ass and be a decent person. Sometimes we give people the wrong impression of ourselves without even knowing it. You might consider yourself to be friendly and outgoing, but you could actually be coming across as a douchebag. So how do you change others' perception of you? Well, get your head out of your ass and just be nice. It's easy to do, but in case there's any confusion, here are some tips. Don't judge people based on material possessions. Some of us might not notice when we're doing it, but we sometimes make irrelevant judgments about a person on what kind things they buy. A person's character has nothing to do with where they shop, the brand of clothes they wear, or how much money is in their wallet, so knock it off. Bite your tongue when you want to brag. There's a fine line between being excited for something that happened to you and bragging about it endlessly. If you feel like what you're doing is really coming from a bad place, then don't do it. It's just going to alienate others. Want a partner? Attract love with the power of your mind. Sweeten is a new research-based startup that shows you how to call love into your life with the power of your mind. Take our quiz, and try our powerful audio tracks which can melt your blocks and start to elevate your energy in just a few days. Just click here. Give only genuine compliments. There are many passive-aggressive moves people are guilty of, and giving backhanded compliments is one of them. Do more good than harm and only say what you really mean. It makes people's day by giving genuine compliments, and you'll end up feeling happier, too. Be willing to compromise. Sometimes you may not be into the things other people are, but compromising is better than making others feel like everything is so beneath you. Instead of trying to get out of things, suck it up. When your friends decide to do something you're not into, do it anyway once in a while to return the favor of them sometimes trying new things with you. Lose the need to always be right. Sometimes correcting someone is necessary. But if you're the type to never let up because you always want to win, then it's time for a change. Not everything needs to be a competition. Except that you might need to do things that are not in your job description. Many people have this gripe in the workplace, but if you actually say this to the wrong person, it could really hurt you. There is always someone out there that would do something you won't do. So really debate on throwing this saying around, or you could come off as a snob who just doesn't want to be a team player. Show an interest in other people. People could feel like you find them unimportant if you don't show enough interest in them. Simply taking the time to ask them questions so you're not always talking about yourself is a good way to make people feel better and like you care. Focus more on what you have in common with others. Sometimes changing your perspective is all you need. People tend to focus too much on what they don't have in common with others rather than what they do. When you do this, you treat people better because you relate to them more. Nicole Weaver. Nicole Weaver is a staff writer for Your Tango and regularly contributes to Hollywood, The Bold, and Proud 2BME. She is a lover of all things entertainment, meaning she spends most of her nights in New York binge-watching television shows. Follow her on Twitter at @NikaiBernice. Please reply so I have a contact name in case your nom-human filters get the wrong idea of the content that I am ready to write to my Eve team. Thank you, Mr. James Martin Driscoll. Only professionalism will pass SA's standard of excellence. Ask Meta.ai, what is gangstalking? Gangstalking, also known as organized stalking, is a term used to describe a pattern of behavior in which a group of individuals, often anonymous and coordinated, harass and surveil a targeted individual. The tactics used can vary widely, but may include following or stalking the targeted individual, monitoring their online activities, making threatening or harassing phone calls or messages, sending spam or malicious emails, using noise or other forms of disruption to interfere with the targeted individual's daily life, spreading rumors or misinformation about the targeted individual. The motivations behind gangstalking can also vary, but may include revenge or retaliation, psychological manipulation or control, financial gain, political or ideological motivations. It's important to note that gangstalking can have serious emotional and psychological consequences for the targeted individual, including anxiety, depression, and even suicidal thoughts. If you or someone you know is experiencing gangstalking, it's essential to document incidents and gather evidence. Report the behavior to law enforcement. Seek support from friends, family, or a therapist. Consider taking steps to protect your online identity and security. Remember, gangstalking is a serious issue that requires attention and support. If you're experiencing it, you're not alone, and there are resources available to help. https://zbranding.com/sway/branding-with-vulgarity/20/04/2015 Branding with Vulgarity by Lisa Svangian. If you're looking to introduce vulgarity to your branding, whether for humor or shock value, or both, handle it with care. Alongside other notable character traits, like an FS sharp wit and a habit of bad investments, Mark Twain reportedly had a mouth like a sailor. He waxed philosophic about this tendency enough times to leave us with such choice quotations as "profanity is more necessary to me than is immunity from colds," and "under certain circumstances, urgent circumstances, desperate circumstances, profanity provides a relief denied even to prayer." It's this latter quotation I'm interested in, the relief that swearing can give. But in this case, I'm wondering whether it can give relief, more popularity, increase engagement, and uptick in sales, to a brand that's chosen to use it. The public sphere of brands, where they come out to speak their piece via TV, radio, the internet, etc., is a fairly polite and conservative place, governed by written and unwritten rules of conduct. Among other things, brands want our respect, our friendship even, on places like Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and aren't generally interested in seeing how many people they can alienate or offend with uncouth behavior. Even in the more conversational realm of social media, brands are watching their words. Thinks of a brand as an applicant at a job interview, cautious, amenable and entirely unlikely to drop an F-bomb, even if her interviewer swears casually throughout the encounter. And if the interviewee, or brand, decides to go ahead and take a risk in this direction, you can be sure it's a very carefully calculated one. But brand vulgarity does exist, of course, running the gamut from the subtly suggestive Virgin Atlantic sit, shower, shave, print ad for its Revivals Lounge, to the bleep dash out, the little old lady in the Frank's Red Hot TV spot saying, "I put that on everything," to the no-holds-barred early dash detection and education organization Fuck Cancer. Article continues. Read in full. https://zbranding.com/sway/branding-with-vulgarity/